Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Maseches Ksubos has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman, Leila Nishmas of Yaakov ben Matasio Zatzal and Chaya Bas Pesach.
Ksubos Daf Chav Beis. The Gemara, beginning on Daf Chav Aleph on the Beis at the bottom, says as follows. Amrav Abba, Amrav Huna, Amrav. Shloisha sheyashvu l'kayim zashtar. Three people that sat down to be mekayim ashtar. V'kara irer al echad mihen. And there was some sort of claim as far as the paslus of one of them, which the Gemara is about to explain what type of paslus. So, ad shloi chasmu mi'idin olov v'choysim. Until the remaining two dayanim signed already on this shtar, the shtar that they're being mekayim, so to give it the henpik, the stamp of their approval, that it's a kosher shtar, then it is still possible to be made about the third dayan that he's a kosher dayan. But Misha Chaspo, once they already signed on the henpik, Eim Eidin Allah V'choysim. It's already too late to be made about the third dayan that he's kosher. The Gemara then goes on to ask, what type of paslus are we referring to? Irer Demai. E Irer De Gazlanusa. If we're talking about him being a gazlan, then Treyu Trey Ninu. It doesn't help you to counter the Edim that are saying that he's a gazlan with Edis that he's not a gazlan, because that would just be a regular hakasha, trey utrey, and we would not necessarily know that the third dayan is kosher. If it's irer de pgam mishpacha, that the pair of Edim came in and said that there's a problem with his mishpacha, he's an eved who's pasul ledin or le'edus, then what's the problem? Why even after they signed could they not be nemon? It's a gilui milsa ba'alma. And we'll explain what that means. The Gemara's maskana is lo'elam emalach ira de gazlanusa. We are talking about Edim coming in and saying that the third dayan is a gazlan, but to counter that edus, all you have to do is say that he did tshuva. So that's not a stira, that's not trey utrey. You're not claiming that the first cut of Edim is now lying when they said he's a gazlan. They're right, he did do a maisik zela, but he did tshuva. So that's how you could be machshir the third dayan, even though there are Edim saying that he did a maisik gezel. Now what exactly is the problem with being made about the first dayan, Misha Chosmu, after they already signed on the shtar kiyum? We find two shitas in the Rishonim how to explain the sugya. Rashi's shita is that our sugya is discussing the other two dayanim being made about the third dayan. They are kosher to be made about him so that he could sign. However, once they already signed on the hempik, they're considered negeya be'edus. Havaluhu noigim be'edus sheginai lahem sheyashvu impasul bedin. If they already signed the hempik and then they find out that the third dayan is pasul, it's a genai for them because they obviously sat together with a person who's pasul in din. And therefore, they would not be nemon to be machshir him. It's a psul of negeya be'edus so they're to be made about him. However, the Rabbein Chananel and the Rif have a different hesber in the psul after they already were choysim. They learn that if after the first two dayanim signed, there is edus about the third dayan that he's a gazlan, that's mevatel the tziruf between the three dayanim. Because the halacha is that in order to be machshir the shtar, it has to be b'moisav tlosa. The three of them have to be in one sitting. So if there was one point where the third dayan was not capable of being mitzaref with them and signing his signature because there was a question that perhaps he was a gazlan, then even after you're machshir him by saying that he did tshuva, it still would not be called b'moisav tlosa. There's something that was mevatel the mitzarefus of the three dayanim together. And that's the lashon of the Rif. Shloisha sheyashu l'kayim es hashtar v'korer irer al echem yam begazlanusa. Ad shloi chasmu mi'idin olav shechazer b'tshuva v'choysim. Until their signatures, you can be made about them that the third dayan was chazer b'tshuva. Daha b'moisa t'lasa k'chadeninu. Because they were all in one sitting. After the edus is when they sat down to sign. So it was after the third dayan was already hukshar. And then the three of them together are at once signing. However, he says, Misha chasmu emi idna lov shechazer b'tshuva. After the first two already signed, you cannot be made about the third one that did tshuva. De loy b'masav t'lasa k'chadeninu. They weren't together in one sitting. De b'idna d'chasmi hanach trey. At the time that these two signed, lehava hai chazi litzterufe ba'adayu. The third one was not roi to be mitzarif with them. Ukeilu bilchoidayu havu yasfi. It's as if they were sitting by themselves. And there's obviously a big difference in halacha between Rashi's hesber of the Gemara and the Rif and the Rabbeinu Chananel. Because according to Rashi, who is pasul to be made about the third dayan? Only the dayanim themselves that signed. Because the problem is that they're negeh be'edus. They cannot be machshir that third dayan because they're negeh be'edus, since it would be a genai for them to have sat together with somebody who's pasul. pasul. However, according to the Rif and the Rabbeinu Chananel, it makes no difference. Nobody could be made about them because it's not a problem mitzad there being negeh be'edus. The problem is simply that there's no tziruf between the third dayan and the other two. No matter what, as long as you're ma'orer achshash that he's a gazlin and he was unable to sign at that point, the tziruf becomes batal and it's not b'moisav t'losa. Now, according to Rashi, when the Gemara asks, Irr demai, e the gazlanusa, if we're talking about that the error about the third dayan is that he's a gazlan, treyu treyinu, that is a stira between two kitei edim. And that means that nobody would really be able to be made about the third dayan that he's kosher, so it has nothing to do with being negeh be'edus, and even before they sign, you wouldn't be able to be made, not them, not another kat, because when you have treyu trey, when you have two kitei edim against each other, you do not use chazakah, so you cannot use the cheskas kashrus of the third dayan to establish that he's kosher. However, Tosfos, based on the pirish of the Rabbeinu Chananel that we mentioned, learns that the Gemara is asking the exact opposite. We said that the problem after they already signed, and then edim come and say that the third dayan is a gazlin, is because it breaks up the moisav t'losa. Rabbeinu Chananel explains that the Gemara's kasha, treyu trey ninu, is as follows. You say that edim come and say that this third dayan is a gazlin. After they sign, there's a problem. However, the Gemara is asking treyu trey ninu, meaning this would not create a break in the moisav t'losa, because even though a kat of edim comes in and says this third dayan is a gazlin, since another pair of edim came and said that he's not a gazlin, and there's now a stira between the two kite edim, the halacha is that you go after chazaka. Unlike Rashi says you would not go after chazaka, you would go after chazaka, you would be machshir the third dayan, and it turns out that there was never really a point in which he wasn't eligible to be mitzaref to the moisav t'losa. Only in the maskana of the Gemara, when they agree that there was a point in which he was a gazlin, and they just say that he did tshuva, then we do consider him a pasul until we find out that he's kosher through the edim who say that he did tshuva, and that would mean that it did create a hefsik in the moisav t'losa. Somebody who had a cheskas kashrus and he never was a gazlin, there was never a point in time that he wasn't eligible to be mitzaref with them. But somebody who was an established gazlin, he's not eligible to be mitzaref with them until these edim are machshir him. So these are two opposite ways of learning this step in the Gemara. According to Rashi, when the Gemara says treyu treyinu, the Gemara is saying that the edus of the machshirim, these two dayanim want to be machshir the third dayan, is an invalid edus. We will not accept that edus because they're up against the other cat that says that he is a gazlin. And of course, Tosfos asks on Rashi, why don't we go after chazaka? Usually that's what we do when we have a stira between two kitei edim. The shita of Rav Huna, who our sugya is going like, is that each kat is able to go be made in a different court case because we assume that they have a cheskas kashrus, and we say, uki gavra aches kasei, assume that he has a cheskas kashrus, and therefore we should allow him to be made in a different court case. And that's why Tosfos says it's better to learn like the Rabbeinu Chananel in the whole sugya, so that the Gemara is not asking now at this point, treyu trey, and you should not go after chazaka. Rather, treyu trey means you do go after chazaka, but going after chazaka makes it that you didn't break up the moisav t'losa, because it turns out that there was never really a point in time that he could not have been mitzaref to them. Of course, Rashi cannot learn that way, because Rashi doesn't learn that the problem is a problem of moisav t'losa. He learns that the problem is negeh be'edus, and therefore after their choysim, there's no way that even if you go after chazaka that you could be machshir the third dayan, because we simply will not accept the testimony of the other two dayanim. They're negeh be'edus. So therefore Rashi learns that the kasha is not mishachasmu, but in the case of achaloi chasmu, before they signed, that we said that they're allowed to be made, the kasha is, but how could they be made? Treyu treyinu. So the Gemara is obviously asking a question that it's not possible for us to say that their edus, that he's kosher, is good. It has to be no good, and therefore the Gemara must be asking that you don't go after chazaka. How could you accept the edus of the other two dayanim that he's kosher? Their edus is up against a different cat that says that he's pasul. So lefi Rashi, the kasha is being asked on achaloi chasmu. Achaloi chasmu, we said that the dayanim could be made, and the question is why? It's treyu trey. And according to Tosfos, the kasha is a misha chasmu, the case in which we said that they can't be made, not them and not other edim, because according to Tosfos, it would break up moisav t'losa. And the kasha is why, when it's treyu trey, would you say that it would break up moisav t'losa since you go after chazaka? The next step in the Gemara is i'ir de pegam mishpacha, if the error of the kat of edim that came in and said that they're not kosher was that they said that there was some sort of pagam mishpacha, the person's an eved, then giloi milsa ba'almahu. What does the Gemara mean to ask by giloi milsa ba'almahu? So over here, Rashi learns that the Gemara is asking the kasha on the case of Misha Chosmu. That which we said, that after they already signed, they cannot be meyed on the third dayan, because they're negeh be'edus, since they signed with them already, it would be a genai for them. The Gemara is now asking that here there should not be the chshash of negeh be'edus, because the chshash of negeh be'edus is that a person who's negeh be'edus is going to lie. And over here, it's something that's going to be found out sooner or later. It's davar ha'asili galis, because they're going to check after him, ad sheyavur ha'davar. They're going to check out and make sure that his mishpacha is not pogum. In which case, says Rashi, ein edusin shel elu tolui b'hagadosam. The edus of the two dayanim who say that he's not an eved, his mishpacha is not pogum, is not really dependent on them, because we're going to find out about it anyway. And so when they say it, we'll accept it from them. There's no makam to be choshish that they would lie, because negei be'edus. They're megale dover ba'alma. They're just letting us know that which we're going to find out tomorrow anyway. That is the way Rashi learns. Taisus, who learns that the reason why they're not allowed to be made, Misha Chasmu, we say, Ein Me'idin Olav. And that means not the two dayanim and not anybody else. And that's because the problem is that it's batal. The Mois of Tlasa becomes batal. So it's really a problem with him signing, since there was a point in time in which he was incapable of being mitzarev to the other Edim. Understands that the Gemara's taina of Gilui Milsa Ba'alma is very simple. You're telling me that the reason why the Mois of Tlasa is batal is because there was a point in time when we were ma'ar on him based on Pagam Mishpacha. Once we find out that his Mishpacha is not Pagam, it's a Gilui Milsa that all along he was shayach to be mitzarev to them. And that's much more than what we said before, that when you use Chazaka, we assume that it's a Gilui Milsa de me'olam lo'hoya pasul. Because over here, once we're ma'ar that the Mishpacha is not Pagam, so it was a mistake that we were making. So there, in reality, was never a point in time when he couldn't have been mitzarev to the other dayanim. So the Gemara's final teretz is la'olam emelach irur digazlanusa. Really, we're talking about where there was irur digazlanusa. So according to Rashi, we're back with the question that if it was irur digazlanusa, why isn't it a problem of treu trei? Which means that since we don't go according to chazaka, so we should passel that third dayan, and why is he allowed to sign? And the answer is that the second kat, which is the remaining two dayanim, are not being soiser. They're not makhish the words of the first kat. They agree that he was a gazlan, and they're not claiming that the first kat is liars. They're just saying that subsequently he did tshuva. Ka'amri hani, these edim, the two dayanim, say yadin and bay the avat tshuva. That is according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, when we said irud gazlanusa, the question was trei trei ninu, which means that since we do go after chazaka, there should not be a problem with breaking up the mois of tlosa, because it turns out that all along he was really kosher. And the answer is that all along he was not kosher, because of ka'amri hani yadin bay the avat tshuva, he really was a gazlan at a certain point in time, and that means that the error was a valid error, and the Moisef Tlasa was butl during the time that we did not yet find out that he did tshuva. You see from the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Vav, Milchus Edus, Halacha Zayin, that he learned like Rabbeinu Chananu. He says, Shloisha Shiyashva Lekayim Es Ashtar, Ubo Shnei Edim, Ve'iru Al Echa Mehem, Shehu Gazlan Chiyotze B'zeh, Ubo Shnei Machirim. So first of all, he says that other Edim are coming. He's not referring to the Dayanim themselves. Ve'hi Idu Shechazer B'tshuva. If the Edim are made before they signed that he was chaser and did tshuva, harei zechosim imam sharei shloisha hayu. They were three. V'im achas shechosmo hashtayim he'idu olav shechaser b'tshuva. If it was only after the first two dayanim signed, that's when the Edis came that he did tshuva. Ein echosim imohem sharei hu kemi she'enoi be'ez chsimus hashtayim. It's as if the third dayan was like he's not here at the time that the first two signed, so he can't be mitzarev to the mois of tlasa. Not surprising, since this is the shita of the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif, which both referred to by the Rambam as Raboisov. There is, however, a big difference between the way the Rambam sets up the case and the way the Tosfos B'Shem the Rabbeinu Chananel sets up the case. Because the Rambam makes it clear that the Irur against the third Dayan took place before the signing of the first two Dayanim. And then it depends. If then another pair of Edim come in and say that he did tshuva, and all of that happened also before the first two Dayanim signed, then it's fine. Then we now, at the time of the chesima of the first two Dayanim, we are aware already that he is kosher, and then there's a mois of tlosa. And if the Edim that say that he's kosher, that he did tshuva, come after the first two Dayanim signed, then it's no good. Because there, b'shas chasimus ha-dayanim, when the first two dayanim signed, there was a problem with the tziruf, there was no moisef t'losa, and therefore it doesn't help me if afterwards you're going to be machshir him. Masha enkein, what would happen, according to the Rambam, if the first two dayanim first signed, after they signed, then came the error that the third dayan is a gazlin, and after that came Edim saying that he did tshuva, that would not be a problem. Because at the time that the first two dayanim signed, it was still roy to be mitztarif to the third dayan. Because at that point, we haven't yet heard that he was perhaps a gazlan. Masha'en kein in Tosfos it's mavur, that even if the error were to come after the first two dayanim signed, b'shas when they signed he was muchzik to be a kasher, it would still be mevatel the moisef t'losa, because at that point it was not shaykh for him to be mitztarif to the other two dayanim. So it comes out that lefi the Rambam, the chesaron is a chesaron in the chesima of any dayan. If at the time that that dayan signed, one of the dayanim was kamisha enoy, then it's not really a moisef t'losa at the time of the chesima. Masha enkein, if the chesimas were done properly, at the time of each chesima, there was a tziruf between the dayanim. And it's just that in between there was an error, then there's no problem, because the chesaron is a chesaron in the chesimas of the dayanim. Masha'en kein Tosfos learns that the chesaron is a chesaron in the tziruf of the moisef t'losa. If at any point between the chesimas there was an error that caused it, that there wasn't a possibility for one of the dayanim to mitzarev to the other dayanim, that's mevatel the moisef t'losa. Now, as we mentioned earlier, there's another very important machloikis in this sugya. Because like we saw, the shita of Rashi is that when the Gemara said, "I er de gazlanusa treu treininu," if the error on the third dayan is that he's a gazlan, then it's treu trei. The hesber in that is that the other two dayanim would not be nemon against the kat that's being ma'arer, because it's two against two. That means that when you have two Edim being machish each other about a person, if he's a gazlin, we're not machish the person. We say trey to trey is a suffix, and you can't use him as a dayan. Tosfos argues in this and explained that trey to trey would mean that he's kosher. And that's why Tosfos was capable of learning that the kasha of Iir the gazlanusa trey to trey ninu was a kasha on Misha Chasmu. We said Misha Chasmu ein mi'idin alav, and the kasha is why not? You use chazakah, and there was no point in time that we were mevatel the moisef t'losa. That means that Tosfos and Rashi are arguing as to whether when you have two kitei edim being machshir each other about a person, whether he's a gazlan or not, is the halacha that you go after chazakah and you're machshir the person, or is it like Rashi that you do not go after chazakah and the person remains a suffik? Now, in explanation of Shitas Rashi, we find various hasberim in the Rishonim why we don't say that the person is kasher because of chazakah. He has a cheskes kashrus. The Rush over here in Simen Chaf Aleph explains that even though in every trey u'trey there theoretically is a chazakah, but trey u'trey is a sfeika d'rabbanan. Mid rabbanan, you don't go after chazakah. Mid a'iraisa, trey u'trey, you would use chazakah. But the din d'rabbanan is that since there are two kitei edim going against each other, any chazakah that you pass him with is going to go against a kat of edim, and therefore you don't use a chazakah. The raya that the Rush brings is from the Gemara in Kedushin, daf samach vav mid aleph, where there were two kitei edim being machish each other about Yanai Amelech's mother. One pair of edim said that she was captured amongst the goyim and therefore she became psula l'kahuna, and the other kat of edim said she was not captured. And the psak din was that Yanai Amelech was considered pasul l'kahuna. So to over here, we would say that you don't use the chazakah when you have trey u'trey. The reason why this is not so simple is because over there it's possible that the only reason why Yanai HaMelech remained pasul kahuna is because his mother's chazakah doesn't help legabe him. Since the nidoin was about Yanai HaMelech himself, and Yanai HaMelech himself does not have a chazakah of kashrus, we don't use his mother's cheskes kashrus to paskin on him. And that, of course, gets into the entire sugya that came up in our Masechta on Daf Yud Gimel of Cheskas Ha'em Mahani Labas. Whether you say Cheskas Ha'em Mahani Labas, Ayin Shem, and take a look at the Chedushei Reb Shloima over there. A second reason given for Rashi could be found in the Ramban in the Melchamas, who says that even though by trey u'trey we theoretically would go after chazakah, nevertheless, the chazakah de mamayna is greater. And since we're using this shtar to be moitzi mamon, we have no right to use the chazakah of the dayan and then be moitzi mamon. He says we know that you don't go b'mamon achar aroiv, and we also know that ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. So to use the cheskes kashrus of the dayan and then be moitzi mamon based on it, we don't say. The third hesber in Shitas Rashi is that he holds like the man the Yomer, and Yivamas Daf Lamed Aleph, that Trey is Feka de Iraisa. This is Machloikas. Whether Trey is Feka de Iraisa, and you cannot go Basar Chazaka, or Trey is Feka de Rabbana. As we already discussed on Daf Chaf. And of course, there'll be a big nafkamina between the reasons. If you hold, like the Ramban, that the reason is because over here you're up against the Muchzik, that would mean that if two Kitei Edim were being makhlish each other, and by putting the person as cheskes kashers, we'd be keeping the money by the muchzik, then you would use the chazaka. Masha'enki, and according to the other timeim, you don't go after chazaka l'fi Rashi, and that would be true even if you're being machzik, you're not being moitzi. Now, as we mentioned earlier, Tosfos asks akasha on Rashi. They bring down the Gemara, where Rav Huna himself says that when you have two Kitei Edim being makhish each other, the halacha is that after that hakhasha, zubab if ne'atzma umi'ida, v'zubab if ne'atzma umi'ida. Which means that each kat of Edim has a cheskes kashrus and will accept their edus in a different din Torah. So you see that Rav Huna's shita is to use chazaka, the cheskes kashrus. So why in our sugya does Rav Huna say treinin, which according to Rashi means you don't go after chazaka? Says the Bach in Simon Memvav, Sifkat and Membeis, that case of shtekite edim that are machish each other is not called trey. It's called trey, legabi the maisa that they're being machish each other on. But as far as the kashrus of the edim, each individual kat, it's not called trey. And that's because the other kat, the opposing kat, is not being made directly on this kat of Edim. They're both being made on a certain maisa. Since they're both being made on a certain maisa, we know that one of them is lying. So in the case that we're discussing, where there are two kite Edim being makhish each other about another person, about a dayan, if he's a gazlan or not, we know that there are two opposing kite Edim as to whether he's puzzle. So we can't use his chazaka, according to Rashi. Masha Enkin, when the opposing kat is not really being made directly on this kat saying that they're gazlonim. Rather, they're being made about a maisa, and indirectly, we now know that it's perhaps this kat was lying. We have no problem when it comes to a different din Torah to be mukim this kat on its chazaka. And the difference is obvious. If we say that, you're going to say that this third dayan, you go after chazaka to say that he's kosher, you're using chazaka to paskin against a beferusha edus that he is a gazlan. Masha'enkein in the Gemara of Shtei Kitei Edim Achish Zezeh, where we say that in a different din Torah, we could listen to the edus of one of the two Kitei Edim, because he has a cheskes kashrus, we're not taking his cheskes kashrus and paskining against a beferusha edus that he's pasul. Edim were never made about him. They were made about a maisa. Since he was never under question, he was never the subject of the din Torah, so we never were mekabel edus about him. If we never mekabel edus about him, chazaka is allowed to paskin. Chazaka can't paskin against edus about a specific person. But chazaka could paskin if there was never edus that we were mekabel about him. Take a look in the Birkas Shmuel in Siman Lamed. The Mishnah tells us, Ha'isha sha'amra eshes isha yisi ugrushani ne'menes. A woman who says, I was an eshes ish, but I am now a grusha, she's believed, sha'apesha asar hu apesha hiter. She was the one who was mechadish to us, she's an eshes ish, and therefore she's ne'menes, to be matir, and to say that she's now a grusha, and she's not asar be'isar eshes ish. Vim yesh edim shahoyts eshes ish, but if she's not the provider of the information, because we have edim saying she was an eshes ish, then vihi emeres grushani ain't an emeres. As we mentioned in the beginning of our parak on Daf Tes Zayin, there's a very basic and fundamental chakira in the Achroinim, the Machdei Ephraim parak Yud Ches Vilchus Susuri Bia Alocha Tes Vav, and Rabbi Chanan Lukovitch Yurim over here in Ksubas in Ois Mem Gimel and in Baba Basra Ois Kuf Tes. The shaila is pesha aser midin migu, because the person wouldn't lie, since she could just as easily could have been quiet, because there was nothing causing us to question whether she is an Ashes Ish or not. So the easiest thing for her would have been to not mention at all that she is an Ashes Ish, and she would be Muteris. So why did she have to say it? Must be she's telling the truth. If she was lying, she would have the easier avenue of being quiet. And the other way to understand is that it's a new halacha, that whenever the person himself is the provider of the information, that person has the right and has the koyach over the information to tell us how much it causes iser. So since we only know through her that she's an eshes ish, she is the one who has the right to tell us that that information right now doesn't aser because she became a grusha. Now from our sugya, one can bring a raya that the nemanes of pesha aser is not midin migu. Because the first thing that happens in the Gemara, Amrav Asi, minayin la pesha aser hu apesha hiter minat Torah. How do we know apesha aser hu apesha hiter minat Torah? Shenemer es bitin esat lishazeh. The Gemara brings a pasuk in the parsha of a father who is mekabel kedushin for his daughter. He's mekadosh her to somebody. And it says in the pasuk, "As bitin asati leish hazeh." So the Gemara explains leish. As soon as he said, "I was mekadesh her to somebody," asra, he asked her l'chol ha'olam, because at that point we don't know to whom the father was mekadesh her. Then the father is neman to specify which person he was mekadesh her to. And the question that we can ask on this, and this question could be found in the Beis Yaakov from the Nesivos, is why do we need a pasuk to tell me this halacha? After all, Tosfos and Daf Yud Chesem Bet Aleph and Dibur Maschil Mepnei tells us that Migu is Moyel Menat Torah. Migu helps. The Nemanus of Migu is the Eraisa. Now clearly, that has to have some sort of source, either from Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai or from a pasuk, because otherwise it wouldn't help with the Eraisa. And it's impossible to say that the source is our Gemara, because our Gemara is only talking in a case of HaPesha Aser. We wouldn't have a Makar for the regular Din Migu when the person did not have the option of keeping quiet. Over there, Tosfos is referring to a case where the person has to respond to somebody else's Tviya, and yet Migu helps. He has one way of responding to the Tviya that he would have won, and he has another way that we do not necessarily know that he would have won, and nevertheless he's Neman, but Migu that he could have Taina'd the first Taina, since he would have won if he would have tainted that taina, so he's neman with this new taina. So that cannot be learnt out from the pasuk of Asbita Nesati L'Shazeh. Now, if we have a source that the din of migu works, then Kol Shekein, HaPesha Aser, is a greater migu, because, like we said, the person could have kept quiet and even have to respond to somebody else's tefiyah. So why, then, would we need a pasuk of Asbita Nesati L'Shazeh? And even L'maskana, when the Gemara says that you don't need the pasuk to teach us the din of Pesha Aser, because Lama Likra Svarahu, why do I need a pasuk? It's a svara. Who asrava? Who sharila? He's the one who asered her, so he's the one who could be mat to her. It certainly doesn't sound like the Gemara is saying the svara of migu. However, you could be madche this raya by saying that the Gemara is not necessarily looking to explain the source for the actual nemonis this person has. Rather, says the Beis Yaakov, that over here we need a special pasuk to explain to us that there's no problem of ischazik isura. Because once an Eishes Ish is huchsiko, once it's established that she has a cheskes Eishes Ish, there's a problem. You cannot be neman with a regular migu. As is mavur in the Rashba and Kedushin Daf Samach Dalar Mebeis, that we paskin that be yodai, when a person has the power to change something, he's not neman by a davar shebe'erva. So the Beis Yaakov explains that since biyadi doesn't help, so certainly migu by a davar shebe'erva would not help to take her out of the cheskes eishes ish, because the nemanis of biyadi is greater than the nemanis of migu. Therefore, what the Gemara is looking for is a yalfusa from pasuk or from svara that since this person was the one who established that chazaka, it doesn't suffer from the problem of being ischazik isura de eishes ish. La'olam, the nemanis of Pesha Asar, is a nemanis like Migu. But Migu by itself wouldn't help in this particular scenario unless we had some sort of mechanism downplaying the Cheskes Eishes Ish that was established through his Eidus. A raya in the other direction, as we brought down in our Shir on Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph, is mentioned in the Kovet Shiurim in Ois Mem Gimel. That is, from the Gemara over there on Daf Tevzayin Amid Aleph, where Rabbi Yeshua is moide to a case of a pesha asur or pesha hitter. The case is where a person says to his friend, Sarazush Lavicha Hoysa, this used to belong to your fathers, but I bought it from him. Since I was the one who was mechadish, that it used to belong to your father, and I'm the one who says that I bought it from him, I'm Nemon. Sha pesha asur hu a pesha hitter. The Gemara asks that why is it that he believes in this migu? Rabbi Yeshua is moide in this case, Maishna hai migu, mehai migu. Why doesn't he agree in the case where a person marries a woman and he did not find her to have psulim? So he claims that it was a mekach tois. She didn't have psulim maybe prior to the erusin. She says that the psulim she lost after the erusin, and it was nestach v'sadeh. It's his problem. Over there, Rabbi Yeshua says she's not nemenis with the migu, and she cannot get her ksuba. So the Gemara says, why does he disagree with that migu, but he agrees with the migu of sadezush lavicha hoisa l'kachtia menu? Now that sounds like the nemanis of Pesha Aser is merely a migu. Otherwise, why would the Gemara ask, Maishna hai migu, mahai migu? This isn't a din migu. This is a nu nemanis. However, as we saw there, you can explain that that's gufo what the Gemara means to answer in the Teretz. The Gemara says, Hacha ein shor shachet lefanecha, hasam hare shor shachet lefanecha. And Rashi explains over there, by a field, ein shor shachet lefanecha, sheyale alev ba'olav letvoya mi shachtoi. The reason why there's no shor shachet lefanecha is because nothing has happened that would cause anybody to question what took place. Like a shor that's not shechted in front of us, nobody's going to ask who shechted it if we don't see a shor in front of us that was shechted. Kaloi Marashi says, Im shasak ze, if he would have kept quiet, loy hoy loy oirid, nobody would have been complaining. Hilkach, therefore, ilav the davar pashit hu, shalak chaymenu, unless it was a davar pashit that he did buy it from him, then he wouldn't have said anything. Loy hoy oir loy shalavichai, he wouldn't have offered the information that it was originally his father's. Says Rabbi Chanan, that could be understood to mean that there's a chiluk between the nemanis of apesha asur or apesha hitter, where I wasn't being challenged, and the nemanis of migu, where I have to talk. However, not all of the Rishonim learn that way in the Gemara's Teretz, and especially Tosfos, who always seems to say that apesha asur is midin migu, learns the Gemara's Teretz differently. And there are many other rayas brought lekan or lekan. What would be a practical nafkamina between the two tzdadim? Says the Machne Ephraim, the nafkamina would be whether the isha who says eshes isha yisi ugrusha ani, does she have to say grusha ani betoich kedei diber of when she said eshes isha yisi, which is actually a machlokes rishonim. The Torah in Eben Ezer Siman Kufnun Beis brings b'shem the Rabbeinu Yoina that dafka if she says betoich kedei diber, Grushani is shina menes. But if she waits, which is the amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri, since she already was moide that she's an Eishes Ish, she already left her original chazaka and she cannot go now and taina Grushani. Unless, of course, she would explain some sort of a masla, some sort of excuse why she talked this way. However, the Torah over there brings B'shem D'Ramah that she doesn't have to be Chayzer B'tech Kedei Dibur. And the Torah himself seems to agree with this shita that Isha is nemenes to say Grushani even La'achar Kedei Dibur. Says the Machne Ephraim, this is totally on our Chakira. Because if the nemenes of Pesha Aser is like a migu, then the halacha always is ein migu l'mafreya. Because a migu is used as a hechacha now. Why did the person say this now? If they had another taina to taina now, then they would have taina that taina, and that's why we know that they're not lying. We don't say that if they were lying now, then they would have yesterday taina a different taina. It could be that yesterday they didn't think of the better taina. So if it's midim migu, then you would only be neman if you be choyzer tachidei diber. However, if it's a new nemanis, that a person has the nemanis to be matter that which he himself assered, then it would make no difference if it's la'achidei diber or tachidei diber, because the bottom line is that the person is the source of the information, and this person is capable of limiting the information that they provided us with. Now, according to the Rabbeinu Yoina, that a person's only neman b'tech de diber when he has a pesha aser, the Magid Mishnah asks, why then does our Mishnah tell us only that im yesh edim shehoise eishes ish, that if there were edim that she was an eishes ish originally, v'hi ameres grushani einan amenes? According to Rabbeinu Yoina, the Mishnah should have told us a greater chiddush, that even if there are no edim saying she was an eishes ish, as long as her claim that she's a grusha came la'achar k'dei dibur of when she said eishes isha yisi, she's not an amenes. Answers Reb Kveger in the Mishnayis in Ois Chav Gimel that in a certain sense the Mishnah is being mechadish a greater chiddush than the din that la'achar k'dei diber she's not nemenes, because the Mishnah is telling us that if the isha said eishes isha yisi ugrushani and she was already nemenes, we accepted her words and we said she's nemenes because she has the pesha aser. Nevertheless, if edim comes subsequently and say that she's an eishes ish, we get rid of the nemanis that we already accepted. So this is a greater chiddush because it's a chiddush that edim have the koyach to be mafkia a nemanis that was already established by the isha, as opposed to the chiddush that the isha is not nemanis l'achar k'dei diber is just a limitation in when she's nemanis. The Tveris Yisrael over there in Ois Chaf Aleph goes a step further and says that if edim come even after the isha got married, she was nemenes to say eishes ish yisi ugrushani because she had a pesha aser. And then after she gets married, the edim come and say that she was an eishes ish, she must get divorced from her new husband. So that's a bigger chiddush than the fact that after k'dei diber she's not nemenes. Reb Kveger over here asks another very strong question. He says when an isha says eishes ish yisi, it's not as if she's really nemenes to Bezdin at all in Hilchas Eidus, because for a Dover Sheba'erva, you need to have two Kashara Eidim. When it comes to Isurim, regular Isurim, an Eid Echad is Nembi Isurim, an Isha is nemenes by Isurim, even if she's the Bal Dover. But to establish a woman as an Eishes Ish, that's a Dover Sheba'erva, and you really need two, Ein Dover Sheba'erva Pachas Bishnayim. So why, if she just says Eishes Isha Yisi, she's nemenes? The answer, says Reb Kveger, is because there's a rule called Shavya Nafsha Chaticha de Isura. As far as the woman herself is concerned, even though as far as everybody else is concerned, she's not nemenes, but as far as she herself is concerned, she's nemenes to aser everybody in the world on herself, because she's claiming that she knows she's an Eishes Ish. And this is true legabe any yisur. Let's say, for example, two edim clarify for us that a certain piece of fat is not chelev, it's kosher shuman. But one individual says, I know that it's chelev. Now that person is not neman keneged two edim. As far as we're concerned, it's mutter. We will not allow that person, however, to eat the chelev because shavya anaf shechetich de yisura. The person has made it for himself a chetich de yisura. Therefore, asks Reb Kiva Eiger, since the isha at the end of her sentence says grusha ani, she never really made herself a chetich de yisura because there was no point in time that she says that she's asura to the rest of the world. Even at the moment where she said Eishes Isha Yisi, she's telling us that that does not amount to Isra, so there's no rule of Shavei Nafshei Chetichah D'Yisura. Now, of course, this kasha is only a kasha if you learn like the Rishonim who hold that it has to be Dafka Tor K'dei Dibur. Because if the halacha is that a person is never with a Pesha Aser, even La'acher K'dei Dibur, then we could say that the Chiddush over here is that even though she was already Shavya Nafshei Chetichah D'Yisura when she said Eishes Isha Yisi, she's still nemenes klapei herself to say grushani. But if you hold that our Mishnah is only talking about when it's b'tach kdei dibur, then Reb Kiva Eiger's kasha is very shver. Now Reb Chanan in the Kovitz Yurim over here in Ois Nun Ches brings down Reb Kiva Eiger's kasha and he says, I don't understand. Bishlama, he says, if you understand that the din of Shavei Nafshei Chetichah D'Yisura works midin neder, meaning that the person has a koyach to aser anything on themselves, because they have the koyach to do that through a neder, so therefore the person, even if they say something is aser on me, that works as a neder. Then he says, I can understand Reb Kiva Eiger's kasha, because b'tach kdei dibur, the person is saying that this thing that I'm saying, that I was an Eishes Ish, really does not aser me, so I'm not really being mekabel on myself to be aser midin neder. However, he says that Shavei Nafshei Chetichah D'Yisura, there are plenty of rayas that it doesn't work with din neder. Rather, it's a din nemanis. A person is neman on themselves, l'chay vasay yoyser mimeya edim. So much so that the Rambam paskins in Perek Chof of Hilchos Yisuri Bia, that a kohen, who says kohen ani, he tells us he's a kohen, and then he marries a grusha, he gets malkas through his haidah. So you see that it is a nemonis that he's a kohen. This is an extensive topic which is discussed by the Ktzois and Siman Lama Dalet. He brings the Ma'arit who says that Shavei Nafshei works midin neder. The Ktzois himself says that it's midin nemonis. The Ktzois' brother in the Trumas HaKri says that it does not work mitam nemonis. Rather, we say that since Lefid Vareha, she is Asur Lehinase, Legabe herself, she has that Isser because she knows about that Isser, and Bezdin forces a person to keep Isurim which they themselves believe to be true. Al Kopan Rav Elchanan is assuming that it's Midin Nemonis, and therefore he says that Rav Kveger's Kasha doesn't start. Because if a person is Nemon on their own Isser, like Mea Edim, then the fact that she says Eishes Isha Yisi is something that she's Nemon on. And therefore we need the Nemonis of Pesha Aser for her to be able to say Grushani. That is Rav Elchanan's Kasha. However, it would seem that Rav Kveger holds that the fact that you're Nemon on your own Chiyuv, or your own Isser, Yaiser Mimea Edim, is only if at the end of the sentence you're claiming that there's Isser. If a woman says Eishes Isha Yisi, and Tarech Dei Dibur she tells you Grushani, then that doesn't go into the category of Shavei Nafshei Chetichah D'Yisura, because Shavei Nafshei Chetichah D'Yisura is only halacha that's given when you're creating Isser on yourself, you're claiming that you are Usser, and here, at the end of the day, you're not claiming that you're Usser. So you're Neman, Yaiser Mimea Edim, when your claim is that there is Isser there. And that's why Reb Kiva Eiger asks that there's no reason why we should have to come on to the nemanis of Pesha Aser. Reb Kiva Eiger adds that it's even more difficult to understand in the Seifa of our Mishnah. There we also use a Pesha Aser where a woman says, Nishbesi, I was captured amongst the Goyim, Utahirani, but I was not violated. And so I remain Mutter Lekahuna. So we say she's nemanis because of Pesha Aser or a Pesha Hitter. Asks Reb Kiva Eiger, why do you need a Pesha Aser? The actual capturing, the captivity amongst the Goyim, in and of itself, doesn't ask her l'kuhuna. It's only because we're choshish that perhaps she was nivala. And since she says that be'emes, I was not nitmes, I wasn't nivala, I'm tahira, there's no shavei anafshei chetichah d'yisura at all. So Bishlama, in the case of Eishes Isha Yisi Ugrushani, you could say that the claim that I was an Eishes Isha at one point does create Isser. So perhaps I'm not Neman to now go and undo that Isser through Grushani. But to say that Nishbeisi Ani, if I say that nothing happened while I was in captivity, so there was no point where I had a Shavei Nafshei Chetichah D'Yisura. Reb Kiva Eiger does not answer his question. The Rishonim ask a kasha over here. Does Yishonim, the Ritva, why do we need a special limud that a father is neman to aser his daughter? The rule is that whenever something is biyodai of a person has the power to change something, he's neman on that thing. For example, the owner of something is neman to say that trumas was taken from his produce because it's biyada. He's capable of being mafresh trumas now. A baal sha'amar girashti es ishti is neman hoyol biyada ligarsha. So why don't we say by the same token that a father is neman to say I was mekadosh my daughter because at any point he could go and be mekabel kedushin on her behalf. Answers the Taz Yishanim, because this is not fully in his control. Baal Sha'amar Girashti Es Ishti is Neman, because it's Biyara Lagarsha, the din is you could really be Megarish, your wife Baal Karcha. Masha Enkein being Mekadisher, you need to have somebody who is willing to be Mekadisher. A similar teretz appears in the Ritva. Now, Reb Kveger asks, why isn't the father Neman to be Matir his daughter, Midin Edus? Because he brings down the Shita Saran, who holds that when Eid Echad is being mevar the mitzias, and he's not being moitzi anybody from their chazaka, then the din is even by a davar shebe'erva, which we usually say erecher is not neman, ein davar shebe'ervach mishnayim. The Ran Shita though is that if it's not going against the chazaka, then an erecher is neman. In which case, asks Reb Kveger, according to the Ran, why isn't the father neman even without any pasuk? Because he's not up against the chazaka. Up until this point, she wasn't ischazik that she's an eshes ish. Answers from Kvega, we need a pasuk for a case where the father says it's bitin asati l'ishazeh, and the person who he claims he was mekadesher to is makreshim. He denies it. In such a case, the father would not be neman that he was mekadesher to this person because it's an eid echa b'akrosha. However, his original statement that I was mekadesher is still kayim. And the nafkamina would be that now, if that person were to die, she wouldn't become muteris because the father was neman that he was Mekadosher. He's not Neman to this particular person, so the person's dying is not going to be Matar Lushuk. But if you use a Pesha Asur or a Pesha Hitter, then he's Neman, even against the Hakasha of this person, to say that he was Mekadosher to him. We learn in our Gemara that if an Isha says something that shows that she is Asura, let's say she says Eshes Ishani, and then later on she changes her mind, she says, I'm really a Pnuya, she's Nemenes if she has an Amasla. A masla is some sort of excuse why she said what she did. Like the example the Gemara gives, where there was an Isha that had people that were not Bnei Adam Muganim, who were looking to marry her, and she didn't want to marry any of them, and therefore she said, I'm Mekudeshes. Afterwards, she came back saying that she's not really Mekudeshes, and it's just she wanted to get those people off her back. So the halacha is that she's Nemenes. Similarly, if a woman says that I am Tumei Tumas Nida, and then afterwards she tells her husband that I'm Tahira. So this was a shaila that Shmuel asked Rav, and Rav said that even in this case, we say that if she gives an amasla to the varel, she is Nemenes. So that's a rule. Anytime the woman says words that amount to Isser, but she can explain why she used those words, she's Nemenes to be Chayzer. Now the shita of the Ramban and the Rashba is that even if the woman went further than saying words, she actually did a maisa. The example that they give is where the woman wore big day nidus. So she displayed that she's now a nida. She was huchsika machbe zois lenida etzel shcheneseh. Her neighbors took note of the fact that she's now wearing big day nidus. Over there, she's not nemenes, even if she has an amasla to explain why she did what she did. And as Rabbi Yosef explains, this is worse because she did a maisa. However, the poskim ask a kash on this from the din that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Yerudea Simen Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel. Over there it's mavur that a tabach who made a simen on the head of a keves that was already shachut. And he did this in order that people should realize that it's a treifa. And he said that it's a treifa. But he later tells us that it's really kosher. It was not a treifa. The only reason why he made a simen that it's a treifa, he wanted people to believe that it's a treifa so that he should have some meat left over that he could use it himself. The halacha is, since he gave an amasla, he's neman. The question is, here he did a maisa. We just said that although an isha is nemenes, when she explains her words with an amasla, nevertheless, if she did a maisa, like putting on big day nidos, then she's not nemenes. There are various terutzim given to this question. The poskim in Simen Kuf Pei Hei in Yeridea, including the Bach and Sifkot and Vov, and the Shach who quotes him in Sifkot and Hei, explains that there's a chiluk between making a simen in the Rosh of the Kevis and wearing Big Day Nidus, in that somebody who makes a simen in the Rosh HaBehema doesn't have any other option. The only way for him to make it appear as if it's a treifa is by doing a maisa. Masha'en came the Isha, she didn't have to wear the Big Day Nidus in order to get her point across. She could have just told her husband, Tmeani. And then she wouldn't have had to resort to doing a maisa of wearing the Big Day Nidus. Since she went so far as to wear the Big Day Nidus, do a maisa when she didn't have to, she's not nemenes with an amasla. Another Teretz Deshach says, B'shem Drama, in the Tshuvas, that in the case where she wears Big Day Nidus, she's being machzik herself, klape the Shechenim, she's letting other people know that she's a Nida, and letting other people know that she's a Nida is not necessary in order to achieve what she claims later through her Amasla that she wanted to achieve. L'mashal, in the case that we're talking about over there, she gave an Amasla, she was lacking koyach, she wasn't feeling well, and therefore she didn't want her husband to assume that she was tahira. She wanted him to think that she was tmeh so that she would be aser b'tashmish. Now, in order to achieve what she was trying to, namely, to get her husband to stay away from her, she didn't have to let her neighbors know that she was an Ida. Masha'en Kain, in the case of the Tabach, the only way for him to achieve what he's claiming through his Amasla that he was trying to achieve, namely, to get everybody to stay away from this meat so that he has some left for himself, would be to say to everybody that the animal's a treifa. So it all depends on what you're trying to achieve through your Amasla. However, the Chavos Das says a very clear chilek. He brings rayas that the fact that a person is neman with an Amasla to be choizer from what they said is only in the case that the basis for the Isser that they created is the din of Shavya Anafshech Ticha de Yisura, like you see in our sugya. However, any time that the Isser that the person creates is not because Shavya Anafshech Ticha de Yisura, rather because they have a special nemonis to be nema that something's Isser, then you cannot be choizer even with an Amasla. And Anida is nemenis ben atoira to say that she's Tmeya. So that's a very simple chiluk. By Anida, it's not because she was public about it, and it's not because she did a maisa. Rather, the issa that she created was based on a din nemonis that she has, and when you have a din nemonis, you can't be choizer even with an amasla. Masha'en Kain, the tabach, it's only through the din of Shavya Anafshech Ticha de Yisura that he's nemon to say that the animal is a treifa, and since he gave an amasla, by Shavya Anafshech Ticha de Yisura, you're nemon with an amasla. The Gemara brings down a braisa. Tana Rabbanan, Shnayim Omer Meis, Ushnayim Omer Loi Meis. If two Edim say that a person died, another cat of Edim say that he did not die, or Shnayim Omer Nisgarsha, Shnayim Omer Loi Nisgarsha. So we basically, in both cases, have a suffix based on a trey utrey, whether this isha is an ashes isha or not. Harizu Loi Tinasi. She doesn't have the right to get married because she could be that her husband is still alive, or it could be that she's still married to him. He didn't give her a get. Ve'imnisis, but if she did get married, Loi Teitzi. She doesn't have to leave her new husband. Reb Nachman Bar Yossi argues and he says, Teitzi, she does have to leave. And then he goes on to explain that he only tells her to leave if the Edim came before she got married. The Edim that say Loi Meis, or that say Loi Nisgarsha, showed up before she went and got married. But if she first got married, then we wouldn't tell her Teitze. The Gemara asks the obvious question. How could you say Imnisis Loi Teitze? After all, it's a trade trade. It's a kosher between two Kite Edim. And that is begether a suffix. Habo Aleha Ba'ashem Tolikoi. Anybody who's boiled her would have to bring an Ashim Tolib because she's a suffix Ashes Ish. And the Gemara answers that the case is that she got married to one of her Edim, so since according to that aid, she's not an Ashes Ish, you can't be Mechayim Ashim Tolib because the Gabihim it's a Vadai. She is also, as the Gemara explains, in a situation in which she says, buriedly, I'm sure that my husband is not alive. The Tosis asks, why is it that the Gemara says that Habo Aleha Ba'ashem Tolui? As a matter of fact, we should say that since Trey Utrey, you go after Chazaka, and her Chazaka is that she was an Ashes Ish, we should say, based on Chazaka, that Habo Aleha Ba'chatas Koi. Ashem Tolui you bring when it's a suffix, Chatas is when it's a Vadei. Chazaka should paskin that it's no longer a suffix. Tosis answers, V'ayim Rabbeinu Tam, the Chazaka, the Isha, Daika, Umintzva, Marla Laha Chazaka. Even though it may be true that when you have a simple trey utrey, what we do is we use chazaka, but over here there's something going against the chazaka. The chazaka would say that she's an ashes ish, but there's also something going against the chazaka, and that is that isha daiko mitzvah. If her husband was actually still alive, she would have found out about it, because she checks into it very carefully, since she knows that there's a lot at stake. So that weakens the cheskes ashes ish, and that's why we don't paskin on her, midin vade, that she is still an ashes ish. So on that helps the tainas bari, that she tainas and that the eight tainas to make it that there's a total heter. Now the Achronim argue, what would be the din when she doesn't marry one of her Edim, she gets married to a different person. The Lech Mishnah says, the Pashta Svara, which is that she would then bring an Ashem Toli, because the Cheskas Daiko Mintzva only weakens the Cheskas Eishas Ish, and it's as if there's no Chazaka, not Le Isser, not Le Heter, and you're back to the point in which you're Chayev and Ashem Toli. However, Mari ben Lev understands that the Cheskes Daiko Mintzeva is entirely mevatel the Cheskes Eishes Ish and makes it like Cheskes Heter, because Daiko Mintzeva is very strong, and therefore even if she marries somebody else, she would not have to leave the marriage. Why can't she get married lechatchila? He says, because of the chumra of Eishes Ish and because of laz, mamzeris, people are going to say that her children are mamzerim, but not me'ikar adin. You'll ask, why then does the Gemara have to say that she got married to one of her Edim, if indeed she's not Chayev, even if she gets married to a different person? Answers the Beis Meir that all that is before the Gemara establishes that the case is talking about where she says Barili. But after the Gemara answers that she says Barili, because of Isha Daiko Mintzvah, we no longer need to say that she got married to one of her Edim. Because even if she got married to another person, to an Acher, then we would say Loi Teitzi, she doesn't have to leave the marriage. However, the Beis Meir says that Mari ben Lev is not correct, because all of the Paiskim, the Rif, the Rambam, the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, all say La Halacha that even where she says Barili, it needs to be that she got married to one of her Edim, otherwise we would say Teitze. Rabbi Yochanan comes with a new member. He says that if it was Shnaim Amir Meis or Shnaim Amir Loi Meis, then we say Arezu Loi Tino Sevim Nisis Loi Teitze. But if it was Shnaim Amir Nisgarsha or Shnaim Amir Loi Nisgarsha, then the din is Arezu Loi Tino Sevim Nisis Teitze. What's the difference between the Reish and the Sefer? The Gemara says Amra Baya Tirgema Be'eid Echad. By Eid Echad Omer Meis, there's a special Dindur Abanan that says that we believe him. And we believe him to be Trey, like the member of Ula, that Komakam Sheminatari Eid Echad Arekan Shnayim. So basically, it comes out that when we believe in Eid Echad, you can't be Makhish that Eid Echad with another Eid Echad. So we're coming out with a Yisoid in our Gemara that anytime an Eid Echad is believed, he's believed Kibay Trey, and therefore in order to be Makhashim, we would have to have two Eidim. The question is asked, is this true even by the din of Eid Echad and Bisurim? Do we say the klal of Komakim Shemina Torah Eid Echad Rekan Shnayim by Eid Echad and Bisurim as well? From Rashi in Yevamos, Daf Sarek Bezim at Aleph, from Toisfis and Daf Pechesim at Aleph, and the Rajba and Daf Gimelam at Aleph over here, it's Mavur that even by Eid Echad and Bisurim, we say the klal of Komakim Shemina Torah Eid Echad Rekan Shnayim. However, the Ritva brings down the Ra'ah, who argues in this, and he holds that the member of Ula is only said by Eidus Isha, and not by the Din of Eid Echad and Bisurim. It could be that they're arguing as to whether the Din of Eid Echad and Bisurim has a Din Eidus, or it's not as if we really believed him as an Eid. Rather, he has some sort of Nemanis independent of the Din Eidus. Take a look at the Shach and Taz, the beginning of Simon Sarik Ches in Yerideya. See also the Chedushir of Chaim Alevi al Rambam in Hilchas Ritzeach, Perek Tes Aluch Yudalid, for further discussion.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.